opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We're down at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue because it is time for our regular once a year doing our healthy aging drive-through event. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. Boy, it's brisk down here this morning.
Oh, you think?
A little breezy, would you say?
Yeah. So it's today, of course, is the 22nd. It's 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How are you? How do we sound down here?
You sound great. So,
well, yeah. Considering that the wind has blown us across the parking lot
three times,
and we're sitting in front of the bank itself. A few other stations are down here. They got their pop ups up, and it's interesting watching them. And they're trying to keep their pop ups in one direction here.
There you
so,
go.
So, what's the weather look like?
Well, it's 60 degrees as we are right here in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 78, a low of 58, and very, very windy. On Friday, a high of 84, a low of 49, and sunshine, although the wind is actually supposed to last through the weekend. And on Saturday, high of 77, a low of 50. Sunday, a high of 66, a low of 46, and still windy. And on Monday, a high of 73 and a low of 53. Going into next week, it looks like pretty much in the 80s most of the week. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Now, we're down here because this is the Healthy Aging Drive-Thru event. Usually they have a regular events where people can get together, but with the COVID being the way it is and aging, which is one of the comorbidity type thing, I hate using that word, comorbidity.
I'm done with the words.
I'm done with that. And we've got goodie bags down here. They've got people are going to be handing out these bags as you drive by here, and it's you're directed. It's very well directed here. You just follow the cones. Sponsorships, Wind River Resort and Casino, Cornerstone Community Bank, of course, the Medical Home Care Professionals, Hill Country Health and Wellness Center, and we're going to be interviewing people there, people coming by here, but we need to mention the major sponsors, of course. Is the premier sponsor is the Wind River Resort and Casino, and then Cornerstone Medical Home Care Professionals, Base Physical Therapy, Professional Exterminators, Waterman Real Estate, and Hill Country Health and Wellness Center. Goodie bag sponsors are 211 United Way of Northern California, the Alzheimer's Association, Copper Ridge, California Telephone Access Program, Disability Action Center, and the Senior Source. Wow, a lot of people here.
Well, you know, a lot of the main organizations that provide senior services throughout Shasta County, where the funds come from the Older Americans Act and the Older Californians Act, and fund all the legal program, ombudsman program, care facilities, home-delivered meals, the whole thing is all coordinated, and all these groups come together for this month. And this time to really celebrate and not celebrate, but make awareness for people of all the things that are actually available for that elder population.
And yes, it is. The wind is blowing this hard. if you're saying, guys, the wind blowing that hard?
It really is. It's kind of just whipping us around. We're just kind of hanging onto the table, hoping it's the heaviest thing in place here. But yeah, it's interesting.
Well, that's one of the reasons they're turning the power off.
Yes.
And started last night, in fact, at the PG&E. Started turning power off, as you know. And we're going to They should be coming back on, I understand, tomorrow. But
different spots throughout the area indicated from what I talked to them last night. Interestingly enough, one of the areas that's a PSPS, a place that, a station for people to go to, is Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. But the bulk of Anderson is not actually being impacted by this. I'm not sure why, but as I listened to the wind howling around my house this morning in the trees.
Well, it seemed like it was doing this last night.
Really, a lot of it.
Elk Killer and I were on our 12-mile run last night during the dark. And
our nightly 12-mile?
12-mile run.
Get out.
Oh, no, we get on the river trail and we run for 12 miles, and she's out running in front of me. So that if anybody pops up, she'll take care of the little things, like two or three guys. And then
you and Elk Killer.
Elk Killer and me. I'm just watching one of the other stations pull down their
pop-up that's popping around more than it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, they were hanging on to it. You know what?
It was like
the Wizard of Oz. They were just going to be,
Well, when you put a pop-up on you're in like a fairgrounds or there's dirt and what have you, then they've got places where you can anchor them down. When you're on concrete, it's pretty tough to anchor these pop-ups down unless you just have somebody standing on each corner.
Well, the other problem is that even if you anchor them down, the canvas or the material itself is just going to go straight up.
Very buoyant,
and you could kind of... You could rip it apart, so you don't need that. They know who they are. We know who they are. They've got a big van out there parked.
Says,
and the other stations are here too. And you know what? Again, all of us know each other on the stations. And we see each other, we hug, and we don't hug now, but we shake hands, and then
later we shake hands.
Well, no, we shake hands, but then we then we spritz each other with the hand sanitizer. So we, it's kind of like a passage. Shake hands, spritz somebody, that kind of thing. Right now my biggest question is where's the coffee? And as soon as I said that,
somebody just came out with coffee.
Somebody, but they're starting in the other direction.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You have a cup though already.
I do, but it's
Jared, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Now, Jared, how many seconds do we have left when everything came up working?
Well, you had 15 seconds left.
We didn't want to rush into anything.
Yeah, we thought, we wasted 14 seconds of this morning then, if we, but then Trish always rolls in here like right on time, and she sees me here, still working with my old computer. So I have not set up Skype on my new computer.
Well, actually, I was here with you this morning and plenty of time to watch you fiddle with this and wonder if we were going to go on live, and thought, there's no point in me getting here too early because nothing going on anyway.
Well, you have a phone, right? We have done this before.
Yes, yes. We've done it with the phone before.
When we lost contact and all this. We have Michelle Slade's rolling around. We'll try and pull her in here. We'll get some people from Cornerstone Bank. But let's take our first break here.
Okay.
And it's Thursday. And you know what? I want my first break for you to talk about the Anderson Senior Center.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because certainly the Senior Center has been a lifeblood for the South County for the seniors. We're open. We're doing all of the practice social distancing things, but we're able to let the seniors come in. They're exercising, social distancing. We have that great big room. They're able to wear their masks and do the things they're supposed to do. Ooh, thank you for the coffee. I just got coffee delivered. That's great. But anyway, the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, and it's there. We're not doing any of the big activities, but it's always there. First Sunday of the month, we were able to fit in a few breakfasts. We don't know how that's going to work now with the new purple, and don't know where we're going with that. But invite you all down, and also remind you that if you have things that you need to give away, we have the ETC thrift store. On East Center Street in Anderson, the product that is delivered there, all of the profit goes for the Frontier Senior Center.
Cool. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. It's 7:14 in the morning, and it's approximately, gosh, what is it approximately right now? It is approximately unknown. What do you have?
It's 62 degrees.
62 degrees, and it's going up to?
And it's going up 78 degrees.
78 degrees. Thanks. I got people driving by yelling, "Can I give us the temperature?" Thank you. I need all the help I can get. Are you driving a Prius, India? What? You don't have a Harley attached to that? Dave the Indian just drove by. And he bought a Prius, and he parks it next to one or two or three of his Harleys. So thanks a lot, Dave, for coming by. Get your bag. And okay, we're going to be right back after these messages. 7:15 in the morning here on the 22nd of October.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now, save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed and adjustable base, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Career politicians in Sacramento are holding fancy fundraisers with rich donors and are too busy to pay attention to us. We deserve housing we can afford, quality education, health care, and jobs that support our families. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for state senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm your neighbor, not a politician. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, and I'll work for jobs and investment in our district, and not for big money donors.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate, ID 142-3306.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
You'll win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Out here at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish. It's a little windy out here.
It is a little brisk.
We're here for the Healthy Aging Drive-Thru. That's right, the Healthy Aging Drive-Thru event, and it's going to start at, well, it started already. So, in fact, we've already had some people come by, and they're giving out some goodie bags here, a lot of information.
You know, this time of year, they usually have a lot of luncheons, and they have different activities going on to bring awareness to the elder population and all the services that are available. This is kind of a thing that we're doing to just bring awareness and get everybody's attention that it's still going on, even though we can't get together in groups like we usually do.
Well, you know, 29.2% of Shasta County's householders are 65 years or older. You know, I would have thought there'd be more.
I'm surprised that it is.
I'm surprised it's only 29% because a lot of people come up here to retire.
Yeah.
Because it's a great place. Shasta County's older adult population makes up, you know, 1 in 4 residents, and it will grow over the next decade, of course, because people that are here are getting older. Almost 50s are now going to be 60s.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the population of Americans age 65 and older is projected to grow from 55 million in 2019 to 88 million by 2050.
Well, you know, the American population, and you're not the numbers are not growing at the other end of it because we're not having children at the rate that we used to. Yeah. So the older population is going to continue to be a bigger part of the population.
We're being outbred by other countries.
Yes, we are.
And
that's a whole other conversation.
That's just another conversation. But I didn't know this. Approximately 25% of dementia caregivers are sandwich generation caregivers, meaning they care not only for an aging parent, but also for children under the age of 18.
There you go.
Wow. And you think about it. You think about, you know, of the people that we know that have dementia. You know, you picture it as, you know, they're in an assisted living facility. They're all that
is living in a household with a family, or a single parent that has children, and they're trying to do both. You're right, and it becomes more and more difficult because as the disease progresses, there's less and less opportunity for them to be left alone at all. And that becomes really troublesome when you've got trying to take care of that person and take care of small children who need to be going places and doing things.
Well, we became really involved with a former Marine that had dementia. And his wife, he was 89 and then turned 90. And his wife, who was like 88.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big guy. He was big. I don't mean fat. He was tall and mm-hmm. lanky and all this. But if he had fallen, you know, she said, I just feel like I should have kept him here. And I said, no. I mean, if he had fallen, there's no way you could get him up.
And unfortunately, they become, as they dementia and Alzheimer progresses, many times they become very willful.
And combative.
And I've been through it with a family member on my husband's side of the family, and they become almost uncontrollable for a person in their 40s or 50s to take care of. When you have an aging person like an 88-year-old trying to take care of a 90-year-old combative Alzheimer's patient, you have a real situation there where they're both in danger.
Yeah. And, you know, the other, if there's a website with all types of great information, and it's a local website, and it's shiningcare.org. And it's great resources for families, caregivers, and older adults themselves, including tips on how to age well. You know, that's mm-hmm. important. You know, it's being active, dieting, you know, exercise, tips on staying independent,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Insights on aging, and tips and tools for families who are concerned about older adults, loved ones. And talking about, again, what they didn't have either, and was they did not have a power of attorney.
Ah.
And you cannot believe if some of the, you know, trying to get things done without a power of attorney is almost impossible. We ended up going to court and getting an ex parte ruling, which, you know, it's an emergency ruling, that put her on the gave her the ability to write checks.
Do you know, if there's something that people don't think about doing, and it's always kind of when you bring up the subject, they look at you like you're looking for them to die. But couples should really think about from early age, 40s, 50s, what have you. But there's some few basic documents that you need to put in place. If you're not ready to really prepare a trust, you might want to just think about, even if you just go online and do a durable power of attorney for physical or for your paperwork as well as hospital care, because it saves so much time down the line if you have somebody that's in place when something happens and you have those documents in place where someone can move forward to take care of bills and putting you in the hospital and care for you, all those things. And you just have to be an old person to do that. You need to start thinking about that. Really, every married couple should have those documents in place.
Absolutely. You should also, you know, you have that living trust. You have all of those. Like you said, those documents, we've been urging people that we know to get and it's not just an age thing. They should be getting the power of attorney and all of the things that you need. So what, you know, like you may think, well, I'm not in that age, but what about a car accident? What about you're riding your mountain bike and you do a header?
That's right.
Then all of a sudden, I mean, you may be only be 40, but guess what? Unless you have something like a power of attorney there, you've just made your family's life so much harder.
Absolutely, because it depends upon how your bank accounts are set up or different accounts and who can treat you and what kind of treatment they can do. And they can't just automatically go, and you just can't automatically speak for someone.
No.
So you really need to have those things in place, even if you're a single person. Mm-hmm. You need to have those documents available and be sure that someone knows where those documents are and that they're available, because you never know what you're going to turn around. You know, Carl, this morning there's a meeting at the Board of Supervisors office at 9 o'clock.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a break now. Come back and talk about that and get some other things set up, and we can start some of our interviews with the people
that are putting this on.
Hey, Jay, we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. And they're very close to right here, so I may run over after the show and beg my way in. But they work on appointments only. And Cypress Square Barbershop is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. It is just an absolutely fabulous place to get a haircut. It's safe. They sanitize everything in between customers. They're going by the rules, and they want to keep their customers safe. So that's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. It is 7:28 in the morning, and I don't care what it says what the temperature is, because it feels cold.
It's cold. It's 60 degrees, but it feels colder than that, because it really is breezy.
It is breezy. Okay, and which is that sound you're hearing? Because we are on remote here at Cornerstone Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Come on by, pick up your goodie bag. In fact, they just dropped the goodie bag off. We're going to tell you what's in it when we get back. And we're going to talk about the special meeting the Board of Supervisors are having today to stand up, to see if they're going to stand up and say, enough's enough. We are not shutting down. We'll see if that happens today. All right, we'll be right back.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy. policy.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. I have over two decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
Hi, this is Steve McCarley with Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo. We're excited to have our 7th annual Iron Soldier Benefit Ride coming up here on October 4th. All bikes are welcome, and 100% of the proceeds will go to our local veterans through Homeward Bound. You can pre-register by calling 275-7300. There are some great sponsorship opportunities for businesses. Once again, call 275-7300.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
By a radio here in the tundra of Reading. We're out here at Cornerstone Community Bank here on the Healthy Aging Drive-Thru event, and we have it's cold. Okay.
Yes, it is. It's windy.
I'm watching one of the other stations get inside the little van so they can do their show. You know, that's what happens when you have music talk radio. We're out here. We're on the front lines. We're freezing.
And we have Joanne McCarley with us.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Joanne.
Can you hear her with her mask on and everything?
I can.
Better?
Okay. Nope, he can hear you fine. Okay. So Joanne is head of the Shining Care. And tell us about the event today.
Well, we're just so excited to be here, and I first want to quickly thank our sponsors who help make this possible. Because we are a small nonprofit, and we appreciate our partners. We think Wind River and Ombudsman and PSA 2. So we're all together in this because we just want to see our community be well. And we're all aging every day.
Yes, we are.
And so this is appropriate for everybody, right? We need information to stay healthy. And and as we get older, we have more chances of needing assistance to stay well. So in our goodie bags, we have lots of helpful resource information and also some really fun gifts.
Oh, yeah, we've seen Bob. Immediately pulled up the pin because we always need pens. What's in the what's in the bag? I mean, not the big bag. Big bags got a lot of stuff in it.
Reading Rancheria, it's a mystery. It's a cool bag.
Oh, okay. It's a mystery bag.
It is because people need to come and get their own.
Okay. That's right. Yeah, everything's a little bit different.
We need to remind people that we're all aging, as you indicate, and so take advantage of all the things that are available and age well and age happily because you can do that. You don't need to just get old.
And you know, you see this, Joanne, but, you know, you can have aged people in their 50s, and yet you'll see other people in their 80s that are taking trips.
Yep.
They're walking all the time. They're doing their adventure.
Right.
There's adventure in their life.
Right.
They have decided that, yeah, we all get older, but I am not going to go quietly into the night.
That's right. It's not necessary.
Kicking and screaming all the way.
And, you know, we meet a lot of seniors in our work, and you know, attitude and a sense of humor and being engaged with socially, doing things that you're interested in. That's really
keeping involved in your community.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? And it's easy to do here. It's easy to do in Reading. Well, it's not so easy during right now.
Right now, it's kind of windy and it's a bit of a challenge.
I'm just talking about with COVID because. You know, a lot of people, you know, it's their activities have been curtailed. And this is one of the things that, you know, my father-in-law and mother-in-law are 89 and 87, respectively. They go on trips every year. And they just got back from a three-week trip right, last October to the Orient. And, I mean, a lot of walking, seeing these, you know, I mean, who goes to Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they had... They did say that.
They did do that.
They did that. They had a great time, but they did say they'll never, ever buy shrimp if it comes from Cambodia. I don't know what they saw, but it must have been bad. Anyway, though, and this year, they're, and I think this is what's happening to a lot of people. Their trips that they had planned have just, they've gone away. They were going to take a trip and ride the Route 66. Well, that got canceled. And this is one of the things they look forward to. You know, they get maps of everything they're going to do. They shop and all this. You know, and this gives them a goal every year. So, you know, and that's what's important is that you have this goal, that you do stay active. But during this time, it's harder. So what ideas can you give to our audience here?
And I just wanted to mention, too, so people can call us anytime. It doesn't cost anything. One of the things that we do is we try to stay on top of the different social activities, recreational activities going on as well. Helping people figure out how to and if they might have some new condition or challenge. Right now, COVID is really tough. You're right. So I recommend, getting creative. And I think your thought about planning ahead and maybe, you know, is there something you've always wanted to learn? You like traveling. Maybe you can't travel now, but you could kind of research travel. And if you're not savvy online, there are a lot of young people who are bored and would be willing to help, you know, help you search the web and do some planning and do some research. There's just
We're doing Skype here today, and I know that a lot of people the families are doing all kinds of visiting and getting together and different, and there's all kinds of different ways to do that, but with computers.
Yes.
And that's one of the things, especially if you have elderly people, it's not terribly difficult to train them how to, you know, to show them how to use a tablet or an iPhone or an iPad or something like that. And there are ways where you can actually visit and see the grandkids and keep in touch. And a lot of families are now doing weekly Skype things
Skype, Zoom, or you know what? Something's just as simple as FaceTiming over the phone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my in-laws learned how to do that. So there they are, you know, and, you know, we stay in touch with my sister and brother, in-law in Tennessee that way, the kids, in New Mexico, because we're all spread out. Our family is spread out. Linda's family is all in Sacramento, but, the rest of us are, you know, we're spread out everywhere. So it's for us, we've been doing that. But now for people here that are not used to it, that's a great idea.
It really
what a great
is.
Gift is to give your parents an iPad and then show them how to use Skype so that they can stay in touch with their friends.
We have a friendly visitor program, and it's free, and we have volunteers. And so we, if someone needs help figuring that out, they could call us, and we can help them get that situated.
Well, that's wonderful, because I know when we had the and when the senior center is fully open again, the computer classes were very popular, teaching them how to use their iPhones and their iPads and take advantage of all the technology that's available and not that complicated. So
right.
it's a good thing for them to be able to.
Once you know what to do.
Surprisingly easy. Anything else you'd like to share with us, Joanne?
Well, I just want to remind folks, if you come by for a goodie bag, there's lots of good information and gifts. But also, we have a $500 treasure trivia prize that we're giving away, and so there is a clue in the bag.
Oh, all right.
And we have a webinar coming up, so we encourage people to...
Yeah, the webinar is, you can register for Shannon Care's Aging Well virtual webinar. And is this through in the bag, or is this through?
Yeah, there's an extra way to win. But if you attend the webinar, the clues are in the webinar.
Oh.
So there are lots of ways to win this $500. It makes it fun as you're learning some really valuable, good information. You know, you have a chance to win some money.
You know what? I've known Joanne for how long? Gosh, 10 years,
yeah.
Maybe 10. I've been here 13.
Life.
It's been a long time,
yeah.
And you have done, you know, I've never seen you not smiling, not positive, except that one time that we all know about. It had nothing to do with aging, no. It had to do with crazy people in the city council. But I will never forget that.
Either. That was kind of sad. But you know what?
Hey,
it was character building.
It was. And, you know, now people were going to go, come up to you and go, Joanne,
what was that all about?
What's he talking about, Joanne? Anyway, but what you do for our community is just so great, and you are so sincere, and you want to make sure our seniors are aging well, that they are being taken care of, and all that. But we just want to give you a big shout out.
Joanne's been involved in senior services in Shasta County for a really long time.
Yeah,
she was involved when I was back when I was on the board, and way back when we started the Older Adult Policy Council, and all of the things that have.
We've got
a great network here in Shasta County for our seniors. We just don't brag about it quite enough.
We don't.
It's like, you know, all these partners that have helped us. You know, we have, there are so many people from the Older Adult Policy Council. We've got private nonprofits, we've got public agencies, and we've got businesses. Like one of our two sponsors for the trivia, Professional Exterminators and Waterman Real Estate. They're not in senior care, but we have a very passionate community, and we care about our seniors, and they contribute.
Yeah, they do.
You know, we talked about our major sponsors here. We can't forget, you know, the premier sponsor, Wind River Resort and Casino, and then Cornerstone Community Bank, of course, as they do every year, medical home care professionals. And there's more, and we'll keep mentioning them during the show. But the goodie bag sponsors, there's a lot of cool stuff in there. You know, the Rancheria, but 211 United Way of Northern California, the Alzheimer's Association, Copper Ridge, California Telephone Access Program, Disability Action Center, the Senior Source, and, you know, plus community partners like you were talking about, the PSA2 Area Aging.
Area Agency on Aging.
On Aging. The long-term, I've got one of those things going on. Long-term care ombudsman program and health insurance counseling and advocacy program, HICAP.
Right, and
so,
all those folks have really great resources available. Good insurance information. Half the battle with aging well is just knowing your resources and tapping into those early. And we have a lot of we're blessed here. There are a lot of good ones here.
Great. So Joanne McCarley from Shining Care, doing so much for our community and helping our seniors, and a lot of this is done because of love and love for our community, and we so much appreciate what you do. So thank you.
So if you're out driving around, you need to come by and say hello to everybody. We're down at the Cornerstone Bank right here on Hartnell. Come by, wave at us, pick up a goodie bag.
Get your goodie bags. You know what? Don't make me. Yeah, you don't even have to get out of your car. You just come by. You can wave at Trish and I. You can wave at the other stations. But come on by and get your goodie bag. Say hello, and then keep going. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Stay in and stay warm, but we'll bring you a bag.
That's right. We'll bring you a bag. Michelle will bring you a bag, and you don't even have to totally stop. You just have to stay under 5 miles an hour.
She'll run alongside.
Michelle will run alongside you and hand you a bag. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's 7:45 in the morning here on the 22nd of October. We're down at Cornerstone Community Bank, Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and we're here for our Healthy Aging Drive-Thru.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate, ID 142-3306.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Right now? At Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue. And why are we here? It's the Healthy Aging Drive-Thru event. Right now, going on, it started at 7. It's going to go to 1 p.m. today. They have a goodie bag that is filled really with goodies.
All kinds of great information and little surprises and hints about the treasure giveaway that they've got going.
$500 giveaway, my
friends. $500 giveaway. All kinds of information about programs that are available. I bet there's some coupons in there and all kinds of things.
Yeah, we can't tell you everything.
We're not going to tell because they have to come and pick one up, and then they can go through it and be surprised and thrilled by each one of the things they find.
You do not have to get out of your car. You can just drive through, get a bag, wave. You've got, you know, three different stations down here. Of course, you all like us. We're sitting right underneath the Cornerstone Bank. We're right here at the front door. Because as I was setting up this morning, I was watching the other two stations, and, you know, friends of ours, watching them put up
their
pop-up tents. And then I watched the pop-up tents floating away, not floating, blowing away, and watching them fight this. And I'm just sitting here. I tried to put up our banner on the table, and that was just crazy.
It just wasn't happening.
Because it just wasn't happening at 6:30 this morning. And we're going, hey, we're seeing Billy from Patrick and Billy's going by. Hey, buddy.
It's cold.
Oh, yeah. That's why we pulled in here. Q97?
Yep.
Yep. Good guys over there.
Billy and Patrick.
You know what? You know, y'all are in competitions. Billy and Patrick been here a long time.
Yes, they have.
And, you know, I mean, we've been here 10 years, and they've been here 20 at least.
Oh, at least.
At least, probably longer than that. And, you know, they do country music. They don't do talk radio. And there's Don Burton and his partner over there from Casey Asta, and they do music. We're your talk radio. We're your talk radio here in town. And we enjoy that.
And we're down here at Cornerstone Bank right here on Hartnell this morning. Come by, pick up your goodie bag. But, Carl,
but let's talk about it. We got some time here.
All right, we got some time. So this morning at 9 o'clock, there's going to be a meeting at the Board of Supervisors office to discuss the possibility of Shasta County going on their own and stepping out of the framework that the state has set up, which is putting us into the purple at the end of the week, which really has a tremendous impact on a lot of our restaurants and what have you. I was impressed, and I'll even give Mr. Supervisor Baugh a shout out because he really has been fighting for the people. I'm glad to see that to try to get the rest of the board to listen to the impact that this is having on this community. Well, the problem we have is being caused by one group. We know what the targeted groups are that are causing it. Don't want to go into beating them up, but we're addressing it. And
But two of those entities and their assisted living facilities, they're isolated. And, you know, once it happens, it happens. Hey, now Patrick's coming by. Yeah. But they're targeted and they can be locked down.
And they are. And they're right. Doing their quarantine. They're doing the things they need to do. Going to purple in the next step and closing up all of our small restaurants and all of our big restaurants, taking them down completely to where they can no longer even serve
wineries.
Any of those places. Well, the bars they're pretty much closed down unless they're serving food anyway. But to go that next step and literally make all those establishments close their doors again will not improve upon the situation because they're not causing the problem.
No.
But it will, in fact, bankrupt several of those businesses. I don't know how many times they could open and close successfully and ever open again.
Absolutely. I thoroughly agree with you. I have many friends who are in the restaurant industry. Well, in all types of different businesses here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, picture this. You've got your business. You're running your business. You're following the guidelines, and they tell you you have to shut down. Okay. All right. So you shut down, and, you know, they give guidelines for opening up again. So they spend thousands of dollars, plexiglass, separating things, new sanitation measures, all these things. Their people are not working. They're trying to get into the unemployment program, and it worked for a lot of people, but a lot of people they were having horrible problems with in the computer systems over, you know, with EDD. So then they say, okay, you can open up again. All right. So they open up again, and then 3 weeks later, Gavin shuts them down with no warning. And the one thing that they all say is this. You know what? If you're going to shut me down, fine. you know, restrict it so much, fine. But then when you let me open up again, don't do it again. Well, they keep doing it, and it yeah. costs money. It costs money for the food they, you know, they buy to serve. It costs money to keep these places open. You have to keep, you know, pulling your employees back.
Well, and the problem
and
is,
it's just ridiculous.
The bills go on. Whether you're open or you're closed, you still got PG&E bills. You still got insurance bills. You still got all that food, like you talk about, you get it and you build it up and you've got it in your pantry. Now, all of a sudden, oh, close on Friday. Now you've got all that food that you, what do you do with that?
Yeah.
The impact just on this one community, and if you take that and spread it across the United States, the impact has been overwhelming. This is not a step that needs to happen. I'm hoping that the board makes the decision. No, we're going to stay red. I don't know for sure what the impact is from the state level on that, but I'm hoping that the board takes the time to really listen, and I'm hoping they make that decision. You need to show up at the Board of Supervisors meeting this morning
even
at 9 o'clock.
Can't get in. You can still be outside. Distance yourselves. Put the mask on. Get yourself signed up in there and just say, we totally support you if you, you know, keep us in the red. You know, this is the only time that I can ever think that restaurants are begging, please put me in the red, put me in the red, and keep me in the red. Well, here's the thing, my friends. I do not believe in the word, well, I do believe in but insurrection or revolution, but I really believe in the word resistance.
Yes.
And this is a time, if for some reason they don't do it and they want to go in the purple, this is a time, my friends, to start the resistance.
Yeah.
And I don't mean violence, anything like that at all. What I want to say is you resist by staying open.
Yeah.
And I tell you right now, the law enforcement agencies in this county are not going to make you a criminal by giving you a ticket.
No, I think that's
Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Hello, Terry, can you hear me? Hello? Can anybody hear me? Jared, are you there? Hello.
Hello. Hey, Carl.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to court yesterday, as you know, and Kevin Kiley and James Gallagher brought forth a suit against the governor. It was very compelling. Wim Carpenter actually got inside along with Rooney Lund. So two of our people actually got inside.
Tell the people what the suit was about.
Well, the court case is about the fact that the pandemic, the executive orders, violate the rule of law and the Constitution and the separation of powers. The governor has acted basically like a king, to quote Kevin Kiley, and he has, in that he's overstepped the legislative body because there's never been any legislation of any of these particular laws, and well, they're not laws, these edicts, these mandates that are put out by the governor. So I think that today the Board of Supervisors was waiting to see if there would be a ruling yesterday. And if there is an injunction that Kylie and Gallagher were asking for, that would make it to where the pandemic situation, the state of emergency, would be suspended. Everything would go back to normal until she makes a ruling. So we were pushing for the injunction. Also, Gallagher and Kylie wrote an injunction for her. And judges love it when you do their work for them. They wrote it, and she took it. She said, okay, I'll take a look at that. So a lot of dynamics, but I know I don't really have time to go into it, but there was a lot of dynamics, very exciting, history-making, and also we had a fundraiser at the Palomino Club last night for Major Williams, who is running, if in fact Newsom gets recalled, Major Williams will be running, and that election will happen as a special election in January. Just a lot going on, and, you know, again, I apologize for saying this so quickly, but I'm trying to get it in.
Yeah, we got to run here. But you're going to be talking about this, I'm sure, Sunday on your show. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, brother. I couldn't hear you.
You are going to be talking about this Sunday on your show, I'm sure.
Well, I think it might be good if everybody could hear it. You know, we're going to have – well, we'll be talking to 25 million people. Call us Zapata and I next Monday. So with 25 million, they'll hear it. But I was hoping to be able to get on the program and be able to share what we know, maybe 15 minutes or so.
I tell you what we can do is we'll get you on early next week, and we'll talk about this, okay, buddy?
Okay, guys.
These are two lawmakers that had filed a suit against the governor of California because the edicts he is making, these mandates he's saying, are not legal, and he's not going through.
They're unconstitutional.
They're unconstitutional. Okay, thanks a lot, Jerry.
It's not legal. It's the separation of powers. He doesn't have the authority.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Okay, let me see. We're getting ready to take about, what, 30 seconds? All right. Hey, we'll be right back after the news. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding, Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Today, I want to celebrate.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Republican Lindsey Graham celebrating a big step toward placing Judge Amy Coney Barrett on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Mr. Coons.
No Democrats were present when they called the roll.
Ms. Hirono.
All boycotting the vote, labeling it part of a sham process.
Ms. Harris. Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
That's Senator Lindsey Graham.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 12 yeas, 10 no votes.
The nomination will be reported favorably to the floor with a unanimous vote.
Barrett's nomination now finds its way to the full Senate. The final confirmation expected on Monday. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The number of unemployed Americans applying for jobless benefits fell to 787,000 last week. That was down 55,000 from the week before. The Music City grabs a national political spotlight this evening. President Trump and Joe Biden sharing the stage at their final debate of the campaign.
Millions of Americans have already cast their ballots in early election voting, but the president and former vice president have one final chance to make their case to a TV and radio audience of tens of millions of voters. They will be on stage together for 90 minutes at Nashville's Belmont University. Over the past few days, Biden has stayed home in Delaware doing debate prep while the president has traveled to critical battleground states with his closing message. Greg Clugston, Nashville.
Existing home sales rocketed higher last month, rising 9.4% from August compared to a year ago. Sales up 21%. Ultra-low mortgage rates helping to give the residential real estate market a nice shot in the arm. On Wall Street right now, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently trading 3 points higher. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down 52 points. And the S&P 500 off a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Poland's Constitutional Court considering the constitutionality of a law banning abortions when a congenital birth defect is diagnosed.
Opinion polls say a clear majority of people here do not want a more restrictive abortion law. But some bishops and lay Catholic groups are putting pressure on the governing Law and Justice Party to introduce such measures. The party supports traditional Catholic values, but the issue is complicated and emotional. There is much opposition in Parliament, and previous debates on changing the law have been heated. The Constitutional Court is dominated by pro-government judges. Having them decide the issue avoids a parliamentary debate and the likely accompanying street protests.
The BBC's Adam Easton. The Czech Republic, facing a record surge of coronavirus infections, is adopting exactly the same restrictions it imposed on citizens in the spring. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's a big change in the works for the Westminster Dog Show next spring, all because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Taking the dogs out gets a whole new meaning for the nation's most popular dog pageant.
The Westminster Kennel Club says the show will be outdoors next year at the Lyndhurst Estate along the Hudson River in Tarrytown, New York, just north of the city. It's the first time in a century it won't be held indoors at Madison Square Garden. The Westminster Dog Show will be held June 12th and 13th with the Best in Show competition broadcast on the final day. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Desperate attempts by desperate adversaries. That's how National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe is describing attempts by Russia and Iran to interfere in next month's U.S. presidential election. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow now down 12 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the tundra of, of Reading. We're out here at Cornerstone Community Bank. It's not that cold, but the wind's blowing. And
it's brisk.
It is brisk out here. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 22nd of October. Carl Bott and Trish Clark out here at Cornerstone Community Bank for the Healthy Aging Drive-Through Fair. As you come through, you can get these great little goodie bags. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Jared's at the helm, and Trish is here with the weather.
It's still 60 degrees. You know, it's not warm enough. It's supposed to be 79 today and a low this evening of 58. And so, but it hasn't gotten any warmer since we got here at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, on Friday, 84 degrees and a low of 50. On Saturday, a high of 77, a low of 51. Wind's kind of going to hang around, it looks like, until Sunday, and a high of 66 and a low of 46. On Monday, a high of 73, a low of
66 on Sunday?
On Sunday, yeah, and a really windy day again.
Oh, good, because
so.
we have a class that we're putting through, shooting class.
Yeah, good.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
And on Monday, a 73 and a low of 53, and then during the rest of the next week, it looks like it's going to be in the low 80s. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Our customers are warm friends. You know what?
Except in this windy, windy weather.
You know, tomorrow, Chuck Kenny, who is he and Judy own Shasta Gas Propane, are going to be our. He'll be our guest. He's got something that's going to happen in November. It's really going to be a great event.
They're great people. Good Anderson business.
A good Anderson business, and he also, of course, is a veteran, and was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. But just, you know, he's one of those people that ages gracefully.
Yes, he does.
He's a year or two older than me, and you know, when I hear people say, "Oh gosh, I just don't know. There's no jobs, there's no businesses or anything like this." Chuck and I walked through his tank farm he has there, you know, propane tanks, and we thought up with three different businesses we wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
And he's put one of those into effect. But the opportunity's out there. You just got to kind of look for them. But speaking of opportunity, we are here with Pamela Smith Jemison, from PSA2 High Cap. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning.
Can you hear her?
I can't.
You can't?
I can't. Yeah. Cannot.
Okay, hang on for a second.
Microphone on.
This thing, did they turn it off? No. There you go. Try that.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear her now?
I can.
Okay. I'll just turn her up a little bit. Did she's good? You know, with the wind blowing, you got to talk strong out here.
Good morning.
There you go.
Good.
Hey, Pamela, tell us what PSA2 High Cap is.
So basically, in a nutshell, as with Medicare, it's quite complex. So I'll just say it's Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program And basically what we do is counsel and advocate for Medicare beneficiaries. Anyone trying to navigate the Medicare maze, how it works with other insurance, they're going to be eligible for Medicare. Now they have Medicare insurance. What do they need to do? What type of, what does it all consist of? So basically our funding is state and federal, and we are under PSA 2, but it's high cap is the name of the program. As I said, we counsel and advocate for Medicare beneficiaries, and for those soon to be eligible for Medicare, on Medicare now, and we're currently in annual enrollment period, which is the window where beneficiaries can review and change their drug plan for the following year. And we help them with that, trying to figure out what is the best plan, helping keep their costs down, and so forth. So that's the window of Medicare that we're in right now.
One of the things that for a lot of our audience out there, they don't have an understanding of how funding is, and it's very difficult to figure out as we go through the whole thing. The money that comes down from state and federal government. Excuse me, the wind is just...
Whoa.
I don't know whether the wind and me... Anyway, but the money comes down through the Older Americans Act and the Older Californians Act, and all of that money is distributed in each state through planning and service areas.
Correct.
We are part of one with five other counties.
Correct.
Planning and service area.
Correct.
And so our money for high cap Medicare, Shasta Senior, Dignity Health, the funding programs for food, high cap, all those things all come down through those programs.
Yes.
High cap is one of those wings, and we have a very active group here in Shasta County where you can call and make an appointment.
Yes.
And also available down at the Frontier Senior Center.
Yes.
In Anderson, you can see somebody down there.
Yes,
so.
That is correct, and you're very educated. You gave a great volunteer.
I've been doing this a long time.
Well, the program is volunteer supported. That
yes.
is how the program works. We do have one office. There are 33 PSA2 area agencies throughout the state of California. We're PSA2, and that covers Shasta, Siskiyou, Lassen, Modoc, and Trinity counties. We have one office here in Redding, and we serve the other four counties through volunteers at community resource centers or wherever we can put up shop.
Hey, Pamela, what kind of questions do people ask? Because you're there. I mean, but
yeah.
what's kind of – did you see a trend in the questions?
Basically, the basic one, which is, I don't understand this Medicare. So that's where we help them. We try to explain to them, with Medicare, there's parts. There's Part A, hospital, Part B, your doctor's labs, x-rays. Then there's the Medicare Advantage plans, which right now seems to be the big question about the Medicare Advantage plans. And then you have your standalone prescription Part D drug plans, and then supplement plans that are sold through private insurance companies.
Uh-huh.
So number one, besides not knowing how this all works, I would say right now, while we're in annual enrollment period for the review of the drug plan, it's the Medicare Advantage. How do they work? They are national plans, and they don't work in every state and every county. So we do get our beneficiaries, Medicare beneficiaries, getting themselves in a little pickle because they are lured in, which they're a great program. Okay, it's just up in Shasta County, for some reason the providers just don't seem to like it. And so our clients, Medicare doesn't cover dental, vision, hearing, and those Medicare Advantage plans do.
Okay. Now I know that there's open enrollment for different types of things, and when you talk about supplemental plans, like Medicare will take care of your major things, but you know, for drugs and drugs, well, for your medications, I should say, not drugs, but medications. Maybe I should be on some of those right now.
Cold out here.
And you know, the other thing is Pamela's got really, really nice hair, you know, long. And this is one of the times that you probably wish that you had hair like mine, short.
actually, it's like a blanket. It feels really good. I put my hair over here to the side, and my back gets cold.
There's so many aspects of Medicare, and do I need a supplemental insurance for my medications? Do I need this? What about catastrophic stuff and all this? You all are the people to call to them.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
And I encourage them to do that. You made the point because you look at a book and you don't know whether this is available in Shasta County or for the providers for the drugs that you use.
Right.
So you really need to take the time. And we have these volunteers that are so well educated. You can make an appointment. You can sit down with them. You can give them your specifics. This is what I take. These are the doctors that I go to.
Yes.
They can look that up and they can say, this plan will give you the best benefit for the dollar.
Right.
That's the period we're in right now, and we encourage you to try to do it by yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the help that's available.
It's too complex.
I call it a
web. It's got all these little intricacies of parts. And even pre-COVID, we would have clients when we face to face. We show them everything. We get they see everything, but it's too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And so, basically, yes, we will take them part by part. I basically tell them, I'm going to dissect the drug meds. Your medications.
Mm-hmm.
There are 32 Medicare drug plans this year and again next year. How do you know which one is the best plan?
Well, exactly. And so by looking at the conditions that you have, maybe you're not on medication now for this, but if you have a high blood pressure thing that they're looking at, you need to be sure that you're looking at all the drugs that can perhaps address that.
Correct.
That might have to be prescribed in the next two-year period.
Right, right, right.
Well, and I don't want to get political about this, but this is Medicare has been around a long time.
Yes.
And if it wasn't for people like Pamela and obviously Trish, a lot of people out there would have no idea what's going on. And if you think about the whole nation being under Medicare for All, oh my gosh.
Yes.
I mean, if we're having the problems we're having now,
I know. And
this is not a political statement, but
you've got to look at it.
It's like the Veterans Administration. You go from places that's got people like Pam and Trish to other places that people just don't really care, and they don't have that type of support. And you're reaching out all the way up to what, MoDoc County?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
MoDoc,
think about
Trinity.
This. And you know all the rural areas out there. This isn't like your downtown L.A. or San Francisco or Sacramento. This is places which is the vast majority of this country. Is rural and out there.
Right.
So just trying to keep 32 medication programs, figuring out which is the right for you, which is the one I can afford, all of these.
Right.
So,
and honestly, and this is where we tell our seniors, okay, so there's 32 Medicare drug plans. If we go on the Medicare.gov site, they have a Medicare plan finder. That is what we use to help our beneficiaries figure out the best plans. We don't look at 32. We look at their current plan, and we compare it to the first least expensive plan. And the way this program works is wonderful.
I tell you what, let's get to that part after the break because we're over our break time now. We're here with Pamela Smith-Jimenson. She's the PSA2 HICAP representative, and she's got lots of information for us. And Medicare, as I've just learned, because, you know, has got so many different parts to it, and 32 different drug medication plans. I mean, that's just trying to, even the thought of trying to get through all of those, reading the government bureaucracy, they make it hard. Maybe not on purpose, but they've added so many things to it. But anyway, we got to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back after these messages. Trish and I are down here at 192 Hartnell Avenue at the Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're here for the Healthy Aging Drive-Through event where you can drive through and pick up a bag full of goodies. Just come on by. You don't have to get out of the car. You may not even have to drive too slow because they got quick people out there that will throw the bag in there with you. Get one for you. Get one for your family. And we'll be right back.
You can stay in your car and stay warm.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Hello, this is Mark Rosano, candidate for City Council. Did you know earlier this summer, Reading City Council sold a piece of land for $3,000 to a political opposition group in a bid to stop the Reading Rancheria's new casino, denying us 700 new jobs and millions of dollars for our local economy? I think it's just plain sleazy politics. When was the last time you could buy your own road for $3,000? Who knows? You probably could have got $300,000. The land in question is a strip of roadway specifically intended to prevent commercial access for the casino. Whether you agree with the casino project or not, our city council knowingly broke the law. Don't take my word for it. We're fortunate to actually have a real lawyer on city council who voted no because he knew the city would face litigation. Litigation that we, the taxpayers of Reading, would have to pay, which could cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to right a wrong. What did City Councilman DeQuista say?
I'll say it. It's sleazy.
A vote for me, Mark Mazzano, on November 3rd is a vote for a new voice in Reading. Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, council member, City of Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles. All we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you tired of corporate-bought Sacramento politicians who don't have any idea what we need in the North State? So am I. That's why I'm running to be our state senator. My name is Pamela Swartz, and I'm your neighbor, not a politician. We've got wildfires burning down our towns and internet connections that don't exist or barely work, and we're stuck with self-serving career politicians. This has to stop. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate, ID 142-3306.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at 192 Hartnell Avenue at the Cornerstone Community Bank. And why are we here? We're here because it's the Healthy Aging Drive-Thru event. And we have people driving through, and you get a free goodie bag and a chance to win $500. Oh, yeah. The event is being put on, of course, by Shining Care, but they have a number of sponsors here that are helping out. And the premier sponsor is Wind River Resort and Casino. Cornerstone Community Bank, of course, is here as a major sponsor. Medical hair, home care professionals, based physical therapy, professional exterminators, Waterman Real Estate, Hill Country Health and Wellness Center. The goodie bag sponsors are of 211 United Way of Northern California, the Alzheimer's Association, Copper Ridge, California Telephone Access Program, Disability Action Center, the Senior Source, PSA 2, Area Aging Agency on Aging, and we have Pam Smith Jemison with us today from HICAP. I'm going to talk to her some more. And from the Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program. There's so many people here that are come together to help and to get the information out for, you know, elders. And, you know, we've got 30% of Shasta County households are 65 years or older. And it's just going to be more every year because this is a great place to retire to. And a lot of people move here for this. And plus, people that just live here, you get older. Every year, you can't get away from it.
We're all aging.
We're all aging. And some of us age a lot better than others. Trish. Trish, you know, Trish is, I think, 33 years old. but Pam's here with us, and we were talking about she's I've just learned I've learned a lot about Medicare. Now, you know, I fall under Medicare. I got a special dispensation since I'm only 28. Why do you look at me like that?
I'm still reacting to the 33.
Okay, and Pamela just Pamela is the HICAP Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program is a free program, and it helps people with Medicare questions. Like one of the questions that I just found out, or one of the facts I just found out, there's 32 medication programs under Medicare. Well, how do you know which one to take? So, welcome back, Pam.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us out here on the tundra.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm expecting to see a sled dog team come through here.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. You know, this is how you know, in Reading, 112, we can handle that. When it gets to 60 and the wind's blowing, okay.
But it isn't, you know, it isn't actually that cold.
No, it's not.
It's that
it's
wind
not.
Is really chilling, and it's really blowing.
Yeah.
We're out in an open area here. We're right here in front of the Cornerstone Bank, and
yeah.
We invite you all to drive through, pick up your goodie bag.
Wave at us.
And wave at us. And we're talking with Pamela this morning from HICAP. And I just really want to encourage everybody to once again, it's so important. You needn't struggle. This is a period. It's open enrollment. It's time for you to make that decision about how you're going to be best covered for the next 2 years or
one
just
year.
1 year at a time. So every year they have this. So it's available. Don't sit there and try to figure it out on your own. Call
and
up HICAP. And it's free. It is free.
Free.
And if you're in Reading, you can, or any place, you can call and make an appointment to see somebody. Come down and make an appointment. Call that same number and make an appointment to come down to Anderson. The 2 days a week, Debbie Wieland is down there, really well-trained, a volunteer, and she's there one-on-one. She'll go through the whole thing with you and get you set up with the program that you need for you personally.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So,
and it's free.
Okay, Pamela, we were talking about different programs, and
yes.
You were before we had to take a break. So what's up?
So back to the 32 Medicare drug plans. And not only that, there are 4 Medicare Advantage plans in Shasta County. So you've got 4 Medicare Advantage plans and 32 Medicare drug plans. What do you do?
Yeah, we're not going to ask you to explain every one of them,
no.
but tell us what, and then, so, but people obviously can be confused over this.
Oh, there's so much confusion. The national ads on TV are horrendous because I'm like, that's not true, and they need to check. So bottom line, try to put it as brief as possible. When it comes to the Medicare Advantage plans that are only available in Shasta County, for next year, you always want to make sure you check with your providers to see if they will accept that insurance.
Yes.
Before you change it. Because the window to change is October 15th through December 7th. And then for the effective January 1. Now, with the Medicare Advantage plans, they give you another little window right after December 7th. And that is if you decide that you're in one and you miss the window for annual enrollment period to get out of it, they give you another little window, and after that window's over, that's it.
You're locked into it.
Yes.
And that can cost
yes.
you a lot of money.
Yes.
Or because it's not covered, you find out you're not covered now.
Right. And that's the whole thing is the ads say dental, vision, hearing aids. Well, original Medicare still doesn't cover that.
No.
So they think, oh, Medicare is going to cover it. It's not original Medicare. It's under the Medicare Advantage plan.
But
so
the bottom line is don't try to listen to anything. Go get the free personal help for you individually. It's there. It's available. Yes. Just make the phone call.
Yes.
Can you get a phone number that you can?
Yes.
Yeah, we need the phone number and any other information you have.
Yes. So our office is at 1647 Hartnell Avenue, suite number 8. You can call us locally at 530-223-0999. And our 1-800 number is, just a minute. My fingers are numb. The 1-800
number
is 1-800-434-0222. That's 1-800-434-0222. That number is a national number. And what it does is, whatever county, there's high caps in every county, in every state of the United States.
Okay.
If you call that 1-800 number, it will recognize your area code, and it will direct you to the nearest high cap office.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We got to take a break. We have other people lined up here, but we're going to have Pamela back on for an hour on our show. That we can talk about Medicare, especially now in the open enrollment plan, because they're, my friends, they've made it so difficult that you need to talk to somebody who's an expert in this. So we'll bring Pamela back on, you know, to give, you know, different programs, you know, not individual programs because there's just so many of them, but how to handle this, how to sign up for the correct program for you. Because once you're locked into it, as she just pointed out, you're locked into it. And that may mean you a lot of money out of your own pocket. So, Pamela, thank you so much for being with us and
my
for everything
pleasure.
You're doing.
My pleasure.
Okay.
It is so rewarding. I love my job. I really do.
Good.
Well,
I
that's
really
great.
Do, so.
Now go get warm.
Yes.
Okay.
I will.
All right.
Yeah. Hey,
thank
we're going to take
so
a,
much.
You bet. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, which where we're at right now at 192 Hartnell Avenue for the Healthy Aging event. Come on through. Get your goodie bag. Get a chance to win $500. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, and is people that help other people here in Redding, Red Bluff, and Shasta County. They've stood up during that PPP, Paycheck Protection Program. They've done so much, and they are always moving people's dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by here at 192 Hartnell Avenue or 1845 California. Street downtown Reading. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading City Council, and most of those years, I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Reading Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the City of Reading, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Reading Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor. District 4.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV. Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion. Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th. Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV. A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 800-221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 0094-0100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Sitting in the morning sun. I wish we were sitting in the morning sun. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at 192 Hartnell Avenue. That's right, Cornerstone Community Bank. And why are we here? We're here for the annual healthy aging drive-through that is done. And it started at 7 o'clock. Feel free to come through here and get your free goodie bag and a chance to win $500. They've got the information in the bag. So just come by, wave at us, pick up your bag, bring me coffee. I'd like a latte, please, with two Splendas. You know what people say? You were in the Marine Corps a long time, and you drink a latte with two Splendas. And I went, you can't imagine the bad coffee I've drank in my life. I mean, stuff that's, you know, my radio man would break open his little heater and put water on and put stuff in this, and it was dark. That's the only thing I can tell you. Anyway, I know I'm just whinging here. It is a little chilly out here because the wind's blowing. Trish and I are all wrapped up here, but Dave Silva from Professional Exterminating is with us, just wearing a shirt. So we thought we'd just keep him here until he freezes.
Yeah, because I sit there with the mic and shake.
Hey, David, thanks so much for being a part of this. Why is Professional Exterminators, how'd you get involved with this?
We first got involved years ago. I had an account. I've been an accountant for several years.
Can you hear him?
I'm having a hard time hearing him, girl.
Okay. Who keeps turning that off?
I don't know.
Okay, try it now.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, good.
Now we're on. Got it. Okay.
So, yes, several years ago, I went to an accountant. It had been an accountant of mine for years. They were an elderly couple, and I had noticed some changes in him. And I was asking her, hey, is he okay? What I didn't realize at the time, it was early stages of dementia. And so, as a company, we oftentimes see elderly couples monthly. So met Colleen at Shining Care, became educated on the things to look for, and then became trained all our techs to be gatekeepers.
Oh, nice.
So that when we would go to these houses, if we noticed a sign, we would be able to get them in touch with the proper people to get them the proper care.
See, that's a great example of the gatekeepers that we need in our community. Because you're right. You go there monthly. You see these people. You become friends with them. Exterminators, the pest control, people that garden, all kinds of different people that come into your community.
Absolutely.
Can be great gatekeepers.
Yes.
And notice those changes.
yeah, over years, you get to know them. You get to see those things. You get to notice those things. And so that was a early introduction for me. And then that correlated with my brother, who works for Adult Protective Services in another county. Without actually hearing details of cases, I've heard stories of things that would go on. So we just wanted to be a part. We wanted to be partnered up with them, and it's been a great partnership with Shiny Care.
Well, wow. You know what? You partner up with a lot of different groups around here. You partner up with a lot of different groups here in Redding.
We try to be community involved. Yes,
I really
love this community.
Well, you know what? There's a lot to this community to love. But this year we're talking about our gatekeepers. Gatekeepers are the ones that will notice things. I never even thought about the exterminators because you are there every month. And then there's other people, as you pointed out, Trish, that, you know, if you notice things, and it could be as simple as, you know, you see a person's house and it's always immaculate, and then it slowly starts becoming different.
Yes.
And because they, one, vision, or two, they're just, you know, they just can't do it anymore.
Or where they're just sort of neglecting their self-care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can see those things. And so.
Because you do become friends with the people that you're the pest control guy, the guy that does the gardening.
The swimming pools.
All these different things.
Yeah.
And they get to know you. You talk about your kids. You talk about their families. The whole thing. And they do become part of your support group.
Sometimes we may be the only visitor they get that month.
That's entirely true.
And there lies the problem. And we had our next door neighbor that we rarely saw because he kept to himself. And one day I noticed his back gate was open. It's never open. So I got his phone number and I called him and I asked him, "Are you okay? Everything okay?" Well, within 6 weeks, he was wandering down the street by himself, and then he needed a caregiver after that. So, you know, it's your neighbors, if you notice things like that, and they're elderly, but having somebody who has all of his people trained like you do, David.
That's remarkable.
That is just remarkable.
Well, thank you. We're proud to be a part.
Well, and today we're at the Healthy Aging Drive-Thru, and people are starting to drive through now. It's now that the sun's shining. Yeah.
Now they're here. Where were they at 7 o'clock when we were freezing
death
out here?
Yeah, for the cars to warm up.
Yeah. You know what? We are such sissies.
And we whine a lot.
Yeah, we whine about it.
You've been sitting right here in the direct wind since this morning.
Yeah, we didn't even put our banner up because it was just too. It kept blowing off, and I just went, you know what? I just wrapped it up again. So that's it. Yeah. We watched all the pop-up tents get blown away, so that's why there's no pop-up tents out here today. I see people from the other station hiding in their vans right now because they play music.
We won't name the station.
Yeah, we won't name the station, but they're hiding in their van because they play music. Talk radio, we are out here.
We're out here talking. That's what we're doing.
David, how do people get a hold of you and professional exterminator?
Our office number, 530-338-2822, or they can find us on the web, proexterminator.net.
And you serve all of Shasta County?
All of Shasta County. We go from Siskiyou to Tehama and even Butte.
Okay.
Well, we're going to give big shout-outs to that. And
I think that's incredible. You've opened up a whole other realm of gatekeeper that's so important.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to support professional exterminating, so we're going to get you over at our house. I mean, we have a national group that, I don't know, maybe they're franchises or not, but I see David at too many events. For our community.
And we appreciate that very much.
Well, you know what? You earn it. And I actually saw him in a costume.
My wife dressed me.
She dressed you that night. She dressed you well. You all won. And, and then you came up and you talked about the event. And which one was that?
That was that very incident where I mentioned earlier, where I'd gone there and I just noticed a vast difference. And over the course of it, and I was surprised in how aggressive it was in the course of 3 months.
Wow.
How it really had moved the dementia itself.
Moved so quickly.
And I just wanted to not be off guard, so to speak, ever again and something like that.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And so for the gatekeeper, you can get a hold of Shining Care, and they will train people into this.
They're great.
And you know what? It's how long does the training last?
It's not very long, but it's a lifetime investment.
Wow.
You become, you know, it's amazing, and I just a shout out to everybody. We can all be gatekeepers in our own lives. If the people you come in contact with on a regular basis, just try to be a little observant and notice those kind of differences, and you can make such a difference. It's not interfering in somebody else's life, and it's not saying, "Oh, it's none of my business." If you notice those differences, bring it to somebody's attention. You're not interfering, but you might be saving somebody's life.
Well, I look at them as family, and you wouldn't have any problem interfering in family.
That's right.
No, and you know what? They may not want that kind of help because of the situation they're in at that point. But they need experts to come in there and help them.
Well, and the thing is, because they won't reach out if they're feeling at all that they're in danger of not being able to be independent or maybe losing their driver's license or any of those things. They're not going to bring attention to their own situation. Sometimes you need to help them remain in their home with just a little bit of help.
Absolutely.
And you can make that one phone call or that one inquiry to just say, are you okay? Is there something I can do to help?
And that's where Shining Care is so important.
Exactly.
They make that connection.
They do.
Exactly.
Okay, David Silva, professional exterminating. How do they get a hold of? How do people get a hold of you?
338-2822. That's our office number, or proexterminator.net.
Hey, this is a local guy, and he's doing a lot of good things besides just keeping your house free of bugs and other things. So thanks a lot, David.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you guys.
You bet. Right. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Career politicians in Sacramento are holding fancy fundraisers with rich donors and are too busy to pay attention to us. We deserve housing we can afford, quality education, health care, and jobs that support our families. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for state senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm your neighbor, not a politician. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, and I'll work for jobs and investment in our district, and not for big money donors.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate, ID 142-3306.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridges, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020. coming.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Out here at 192 Hartnell Avenue at Cornerstone Community Bank. We're here for the Healthy Aging Drive-Thru event where you can get a goodie bag that gives you a chance to win $500.
And you have to get the bag because the clue is inside the bag and all kinds of other things. And we're not going to tell you what's in the bag. You just have to go and come down and get one of these bags.
We're not going to tell you, but you got the bag. I didn't get the bag, but I stole your pen out of it.
I know.
And it's a pen from medical home care professionals.
Well, and that's the thing. There's all kinds of wonderful little gifts and information and things that we can learn about the healthy aging programs that are available in Shasta County. We're all growing older. We just do that every day when you get up. You're a day older than you were the day before, whether you like it or not. You can do that, just let it happen, or you can do it gracefully and happily and move into the future and control your own destiny as you go.
Right. And with us right now, I don't recognize you, so who are you?
My name is Allison Hansen, and I work with Shasta County HHSA.
Oh, okay. Okay, because she's got a mask on, but you look, your eyes.
Health and Human Services.
Yeah, your eyes look familiar. Okay, get that microphone right up in there. Okay. The wind's blowing. Okay, so what's your part in the Health and Human Services?
So I work with public health, and I'm working on the Healthy Brain Initiative, which is a $750,000 grant that we just got in Shasta County to help support our seniors in our community and
Perfect.
To work with Alzheimer's and dementia.
Oh, great. It's been a thing of mine for many, many years that we don't spend enough money on Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yes.
It is such a tragic disease that impacts so many of our fine citizens. We spend a lot of money on a lot of other stuff. We just haven't emphasized the Alzheimer and dementia like we should.
Yes.
So please, see that come in.
What kind of programs? So this program with the $750,000 grant we got, what is the, what exactly will that do for our citizens?
So we have a lot of funding, and basically what we're doing is we're going to be supporting existing programs as well as doing our own initiatives. So right now we're supporting Shining Care, which is one of our amazing community partners, and we're doing this event.
Yeah.
We're also giving money to some other programs and services in the community. We're going to do a media campaign and lots of education in the community because a lot of seniors don't know that, you know, talking about aging and talking about forgetting things, it's not a normal part of aging. So we want people to go to their doctor and talk about these issues. And so the Healthy Brain Initiative is really supporting our seniors in our community and allowing us to support Alzheimer's and dementia and help people age in a healthy way.
Well, I think it's great that you're actually going to put money into programs that are already there and existing, because rather than recreate another funnel, we are so blessed in Shasta County. We have so many agencies, so many places that are supporting our seniors and the activities, but we don't know about them. People don't know about them. This morning, Carl is learning so many different things that are available that people just aren't unaware of.
Yes.
Well, aging sneaks up on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It just does.
Yes,
it does. You haven't found out about that yet, young lady, but it sneaks up on you. And then all of a sudden, things like dementia, but other things too. For healthy aging, doing crossword puzzles, there's all types of things to keep your brain active. So that's probably one of the things y'all are doing.
Yes. And one thing that we're doing right now is we're doing a community needs assessment to see what our community members are feeling about Shasta County and the Alzheimer's and dementia services that we have. So if you are a caregiver, if you are someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, or if you are a first responder, we would love to hear what you think about the Alzheimer's and dementia programming in Shasta County. So please go to Shasta HHSA. We're on Facebook. We're on social media. And you can see our surveys there. And that survey will be used to determine our funding, and it will help support programs for the next 2 years.
Wow. Okay.
That's fantastic news.
So you go to Facebook.
Yes.
And it's the AHHSA.
Yes.
The aging thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a survey there that you can fill out to say, oh, yeah, you know, is it about the organizations that are out there now or just general questions?
What they need.
General
what they...
questions. So, you know, someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, it will ask things like, you know, how the diagnosis was first discovered, if they feel, how they feel about their diagnosis, how they feel about services, if they've received any services, how their interactions have been with family or social support systems, things like that. For caregivers, it's more about roles and responsibilities, things that they've done to support their loved one or the person they help care for. And these are informal caregivers, family and friends.
Frankly, been intimately involved with this with a friend.
Yeah.
The cost of somebody being in an assisted care facility, it's a lot. It's not astronomical, but it is a lot. Are there programs that can help people, families with this? You know, to help them pay for this or something like that?
So we have a lot of community partners, and Shining Care, I believe, is one of the resources that you can use to see other resources in the community. And so if you get to Shining Care, which is an aging management organization, they can definitely point you in the right direction and help with that. But Alzheimer's and dementia is extremely costly.
It is. It's they were doing, I think it was like $5,000 a month, and I think they were getting a break on that because it's much better.
It's an absolutely debilitating, devastating disease for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a lot of time talking about the person impacted by it, not enough time talking about the caregivers that are involved to make that life continue. You don't appreciate how difficult it is to be that full-time caregiver.
Yes, and, you know, caregivers, it takes so much spirit and so much heart to do that role. And I just, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate everyone that does that for a loved one in their life.
And if you have someone in your family that is impacted by this, you know, that half hour or hour that you could give that person maybe once a week to go by and relieve them, allow them, maybe to just go get their hair done, get their nails done, go to lunch. Oh, just get out and a little freedom. And if you could just bring it into your life and maybe give them that hour and a half, 2 hours of respite that they need so that they can continue to care for their loved one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Again, tell us how do people get a hold of you and how do they do the survey?
So you can go to Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency on Facebook, and the survey links are posted there, one for caregivers, one for people with Alzheimer's and dementia, and one for first responders. And my name is Allison Hansen with Public Health.
All right, Allison, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we got a few minutes left here. Tomorrow on the show, Chuck Kinney's going to come on. Also, Rayola Pratt, who is a member of the Shasta County – I'm sorry, not Shasta County, Shasta College Board of Directors, I guess. You know, it's probably the board of whatever.
Okay.
It's the board of directors for Shasta College. And she's going to be on tomorrow. She's running for she's been there, so she's running for re-election.
As a trustee,
of trustees, that's right. And so she'll be on tomorrow morning at 7:30, then Chuck Kinney on at 8. Gosh, you know what? We've got like 2 minutes left, and you just can't believe that it's 60 degrees, and if the wind wasn't blowing, it would be perfect
The sky is blue, and the sun is shining, and it is cold. It's just cold, and it hasn't warmed up since we got here, I swear to goodness.
Well, you know what? We've tried to combat
it has warmed up. It's 61 degrees
now. Well,
we've
tried to combat this. Trisha's been sitting in my lap for the whole 2 hours, which helps, but it's still cold out
here. It is still cold.
Hey, everybody, you know, have a good weekend. This wind is blowing. As we know, the power has been shut off for many places in Shasta County. They're estimating over 30,000
places that are going to be without power. I hope you've prepared for that.
Yeah, through tomorrow. The other big thing is the Board of Supervisors today at 9 o'clock is having a special meeting. And if you get a chance to go there, you need to do that because they're going to talk about, you know, we're supposed to go into the purple tier tomorrow, which will shut down and maybe be the final straw for many of our businesses. And the Shasta County Board of Supervisors are going to discuss pushing back on that and keeping us in the red tier
and giving ourselves a couple of weeks to get over this spike in numbers. So it's important that you're there. So thanks a lot for being with us.
Hey, and my pleasure. You know, I just want to mention, Carl, quickly that I miss not doing the show with you on Thursdays, and I'm going to try to do that better. I'm not going to be getting sick again.
Okay, well, you better not. It wasn't sick. It was,
sick. I just had surgery. Yeah, some dental surgery that kind of kicked me a little harder than I thought.
Remember, stop by Cornerstone Community Bank, 192 Hartnell Avenue. Get your goodie bag. Get a chance to win $500 in your goodie bag. Everybody have a great day. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.